I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. There are more than 700,000 institutionalized orphans in Russia. Many of them aren't available for adoption. Buckner Orphan Care International would like to see them in homes, though. And that's the focus of their fourth annual Orphan Care Conference in Moscow, April 13th and 14th, so says Buckner's Amy Norton. They want the Duma to make foster care a national initiative. And if successful, the church could be making an incredible difference in these children's lives.
That these children can be placed in a Christian home where they have loving Christian parents who certainly show them how to live out a Christian life and model for them what it is to be a Christian.
Next, Audio Scripture Ministries is celebrating a grant that will allow them to buy a Mithra player manufacturing plant in India. The player is distributed with the appropriate scriptures through World Cassette Outreach of India. ASM's Tom Dudenhofer says their timeline has gone from months to weeks.
We were able to contact our partners in India, and the manufacturing of the next group of 5,000 Mithra players has now begun. And a Christian couple stepped up and offered to match another $20,000.
Dudenhofer says distribution could begin within the next few weeks. Go to our website if you'd like to help. And in the rural Brazilian state of Goiás, there sits a city of 17,000. There's only one small evangelical church in the region, but they have a passion for evangelism. The church put together a team of 20 for a Book of Hope distribution, and they placed the book into the hands of every schoolchild in the city. Already, new believers are being discipled in the Goiás Christian Church, and the team is getting ready to do other distributions in neighboring cities. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.